More than 40 million Americans are currently enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps, now known as SNAP. Every 5 years, Congress has to renew the law that governs the program. It's called the Farm Bill. It expires September 30th, and advocates against hunger are watching closely as lawmakers debate changes to its provisions on SNAP. NPR's Jimena Bustillo has more.
You're starting to see an influx of apples and squash and
it's 9 a.m. at Soto Community Market in South Seattle. Shoppers are rolling their carts down small aisles, grabbing fruits and canned goods. But when they go to check out, something is missing. There are no cash registers.
It is what most people would also call a food pantry. We prefer to call a no-cost grocery store.
That's Christina Wong of Northwest Harvest, which runs the market. She says at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a massive increase in demand at the market.
As Congress acted and were able to temporarily expand important federal programs, including SNAP benefits, providing universal school meals, we saw lines go down.
Now those pandemic-era benefits have ended, and food banks across the country are experiencing greater demand. On average, Soto now sees more than 300 customers a day. Wong is hopeful for relief from the Farm Bill. It's a massive piece of legislation that comes out every 5 years. And 80% is dedicated to rules and guidelines governing SNAP. And some groups want more funding and expanded access for people who need help.
What we'd like to see is an increase in funding for nutrition incentive programs to make them more accessible to more families.
That's Kate Krause, CEO of the Fair Food Network. She is advocating for the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program. It helps people on SNAP buy more fruits and vegetables. Meanwhile, Josh Protas with Mazon, a Jewish response to hunger, says lawmakers could expand access to SNAP to people in U.S. territories, increase access for military members, and streamline applications.
I think the pressure is going to be about what expansions or improvements would cost.
Congressional leaders from both parties have said that there's no new money, and GOP lawmakers are apprehensive to raise the price tag on a multi-billion-dollar bill.
Now, I believe we can all agree, I'll bet through different lenses, there exists an opportunity to advance meaningful legislation that moves people forward while meeting their dietary and their financial needs.
That was Republican Glenn Thompson, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, during a hearing last month.
However, I am firm in my belief that smart policies do not equal indiscriminate expansion of these programs.
During negotiations to reduce government spending earlier this year, Republicans expanded work requirements to some older SNAP recipients. But the agreement with Democrats also removed work requirements for veterans, folks experiencing homelessness, and youth aging out of foster care. The Farm Bill is often touted as a rare bipartisan achievement. Democrats tend to prioritize food assistance, while Republicans focus on subsidies for farmers. But advocates argue food aid is a crucial point of negotiations for Republican and rural areas, too. Emily Kraft is the director of community outreach and support services at The Food Bank, an organization in North Carolina. She says rural areas often have fewer grocery stores, jobs, transportation, and less reliable internet to connect with resources, all factors that can worsen food insecurity.
So in a lot of ways, those areas end up depending more heavily on SNAP, and they also have fewer retailers.
But Congress has a long road ahead before it decides what changes to make. Although the Farm Bill doesn't expire until September 30th, during that time, Congress also has budget bills to pass. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Seattle, Washington.